Welcome, 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 boss ladies, to the Boss Lady Gang podcast. Woo! I've been MIA. I am not going to apologize for that because I've been very busy. But I am back, and I have a special episode because this month in June, we're talking about how to create inner peace. We're talking about balance and mental health, which is a very, very, very important subject in the Black community. So this month, we're going to be focusing on that. And then today's podcast, we are talking about how to cut off what no longer serves you. All right, so let's dive into this topic. Again, we're talking about how to cut off what no longer serves you. And first, let me say, this is such an important topic that I think a lot of people may not even think about the fact that they need to think about what they need to cut off in their lives, because a lot of times we're holding on to dead situations for the heck of it. We're just holding on to them because we don't know how to let go. We haven't really examined how we should let go. So this topic is so important, because we don't want to be walking around here with all of this baggage, all of these things that are weighing us down, all these things that are just ripping us of our joy and our peace of mind. We got to let them go. And so I want to really dive into this topic with y'all today. And so let me stop rambling and let's get into it. So first, how to cut off what no longer serves you. I think the best thing to do is to determine what is best for you. Now, this means that you're going to have to kind of do some soul searching. You're going to have to look deep inside yourself and pull out whatever you need to determine what is best for you. What do you want? And I know a lot of people think about when you say cutting things off that no longer serves you, sometimes you just automatically think about a relationship. And it's not always relative to just a relationship. It could be a job. It could be a business partnership. It could be basically anything in your life that is not serving you well, that is not uplifting you, that is not building you, that is not creating positive energy within you. All of those things, whether it's something that you do to yourself, that's self-sabotage or self-damaging to yourself, you have to determine what is best for you and learn how to cut that thing off, okay? So definitely do some soul searching and determine. First, you got to know, what do you actually want? What do you want? I'm going to go with my job example. So if you are tired of your job and you're stressed out every day and you want to quit, you have to determine what is best for you. Although you may want to quit that job and start a new job, it may not necessarily be wise to start a new job, especially if you don't have anything lined up, especially if you don't have any savings. So determining what's best for you is also a kind of a thinking strategically as well, and determining, okay, well, I don't want to be in this situation anymore, but it's also not wise for me to just cut this off. So I need to develop a plan. I need to be strategic. I need to really sit down and think, okay, this is not working for me. So now it's time for me to determine what is the next step. How am I going to get to the next step? I'm not just going to unwisely just cut whatever it is off. Automatically, I'm going to have to really think, strategize, make sure that I have a plan. That is the most important part of determining what's best for you. Thinking about what you actually want out of whatever it is. If we want to talk about our relationship example, which is, like I said, one of the most common examples in this, within this topic. But if we want to talk about that, determining what is best for you. If you are in an abusive relationship, if you are in a relationship that you don't feel supported, those are all situations that normally you would say, I want to be kind of out of this. But at the end of the day, determining what you want is going to be the biggest factor in determining what's best for you. Because you're not going to be able to know what is best for you if you don't really know what you really want. Because if you don't know what's best for you, you're going to just choose whatever. Because you're not really thinking about yourself. You're not really contemplating how the situation really affects you. So, yeah. First step, determine what is best for you. Second thing is break ties mentally first. I always say, like, anything that you're trying to do, that if you're trying to change your life, a lot of people always say, research always say that you always want to start with what your mindset says and your perception about things. So if you want to create a different outcome in your life, you have to start with your mentality first. Start with the way that you think about this situation. Start with visualizing yourself in a better circumstance. So, for instance, if we're talking about my job example that I brought up before, and you're in the job example, to break ties mentally with a job, which is kind of crazy, I guess, right? To break ties mentally, you have to start thinking about, like, your action steps. For instance, if you're saying, I don't want to be in this job, so now you have to visualize yourself applying for a new job. You have to visualize yourself saving money, trying to understand what is the next step for you in this process. Visualizing those steps within in your mind is going to put you in a place of kind of action. It's going to make this thing a little bit more realistic for you. So also visualizing a better circumstance, a better place, being in a new location, visualizing what you want to do in your new job, how you want to dress at your new job, what activities or tasks or roles or responsibilities that you want to do in your new job. Visualizing those things is going to help you mentally get over it. It's going to help you. It's going to take you to the next step mentally. So I'm going to come back around to this relationship example. So in a relationship, if you're trying to break ties with someone, you have to think about it. Think about yourself being out of this relationship. Like thinking about, but really in this instance, you have to think about how you want to be treated. Think about how this situation feels to you at the core of who you are, how this situation feels to you versus how you should feel in a healthy, vibrant relationship. If you compare those two and they don't line up, if you compare your present with your future, with how what you desire, with what you feel personally that you deserve, if you compare these two and they don't line up, then something has to change, right? So this means that you need to align your mentality up to your future. You're in the present. Your present doesn't match your future. So you're going to have to align your present with your future. Get what I'm saying here? Get what I'm saying? So now, at this point, you've created a new way of thinking about your present situation. You're saying to yourself, I don't deserve to be treated like this. I am worth more than this. And a lot of the time, your mind always tells you basically kind of what is best for you. It's just our job to really listen to ourselves, our innermost deep self, to determine what is really best for us. So most of the time, your mind is telling you, this is not right. This is not how I deserve to be treated. This is not love. I deserve better than this. You're saying these things to yourself constantly. That's your answer right there. Your present self is talking to your future self, and now you have to align them. And like I said before, you're going to have to put in a plan of action, which is my next point. Put safeguards in place to prevent yourself from venturing back. So, like, you're going to have to, like, put something there. Because let me tell you, in relationships, it's hard to let things go initially. I don't care what nobody say. You can say that your cutoff game real strong. You just out here cutting people off left and right. You don't care. No, you're not being exactly truthful. To be honest, cutting people off that you actually have a connection with, someone you actually care about, that's hard. Whether that's a family member or a spouse, a partner, whatever, that's going to be hard for you to do. So don't psych yourself out and just say, I can cut them off. It don't matter. Not to me. That's how I do, you know, real, you know, don't give a, you know, what city girls say. You can say those words and sing that song all day to the top of your lungs. But sis, when you go home, you by yourself, that's going to be hard. Trust me, I know. Okay. So we got to put these plans in action. We got to put this stuff in action so we won't be going back and forth with ourselves and just out here looking stupid for no reason to a dude or a family member or whoever it is, because we're not putting a plan in place to help us not go back to that situation that we want to cut off. It just looks stupid to keep going back to a situation that you said you don't want to be a part of. So you got to put something in place. So you want to put stuff in place to move you towards the new you and away from the old you, from move you towards the new person and away from the old person. I don't know how this may look for you in a relationship. This may exactly look like, I'm going to delete this person's number. I am not going to stalk their Facebook and Instagram. I'm going to do all of that so that I don't have to talk to them. That may work for you. That may not work for you at all. But I think the biggest, I guess, way to combat that for me personally, in my experience, is to think about like the times that you felt like crap in that relationship, in that job, all of the times that you felt like crap, all of that point when you made a decision in your mind that you didn't want this, you didn't want this, you didn't feel like you were being treated fairly, you wouldn't feel like this is what you want out of your life. That moment of relevant thought, that's the defining point. That is the defining point. So anytime that you feel like you're going to get weak because you're human, like you're going to get weak, you're going to want to go back and talk to this person, and you may get, and we're talking about my job example, you may get scared or fearful of the future. You may not know what to expect. You may be comfortable in your current situation. You want to stay where you are. In those situations, you have to think about the relevant moments. The time when you were at work and you were so frustrated that you said, I cannot do this anymore. all of those times, you have to think about those relevant times and then determine that this is why I'm doing this. So yeah, I can go back to that because of this, because this is what I said in those moments of real deal frustration. This is what I said. This is what I said when I was in my room crying over somebody who hurt me. This is what I said to myself. So therefore, I owe it to me to not go back to the situation. So sometimes a lot of it takes faith, and it takes, I guess, a conscious effort to not go back to those things. So we can do this, y'all. I'm in here with y'all. Like, this is me talking to you from me, because I understand I have been in these situations, and cutting things off is not as easy as people like to make it seem. It really isn't. So put those safeguards in place so that you won't go back to the same thing. Whatever you think is the most appropriate safeguard for yourself, do that. I always say accountability is important. Accountability is important. Have accountability partners for every single thing that you do in life. Every single thing. Have accountability partner. Because you need people who know what your goals are, who know what you're trying to accomplish, who know where you have been in a relationship, in a situation, and the times that you get weak, you need people to pull you up, to remind you of those tough times, of the rough times, or the sad times that you went through in those situations. So definitely get accountability, because that is super, super, super important. And so finally, if you want to cut something off, you got to make sure you're confident in your decision, which is kind of what I already said. Like, you made a decision in a moment of frustration, and you said to yourself, I don't want this. This is not what I want. This is not how I deserve to be treated, blah, blah, blah. And in those moments, those decisions were still relevant. They were the most relevant, because you were in a moment of frustration. And I feel like out of frustration, that's when you really can like make decisions or really determine what you want, you know? So think about those decisions and just make sure that you stick with it. Stick with it. You know, oftentimes, like I said, we kind of talk ourselves out of things because we think about the good versus the bad. I'm like this. I'm that type of person. I pretty much see the good in everything. I pretty much see the good in every person. Although we all have good and bad qualities of ourselves, but me mostly, I will see the good in someone before I see the bad. And I kind of will overlook the bad, which is not always healthy. So I know for me, because I always see the good in people, it's harder for me to see the bad. So I always have to, you know, not talk myself out of things and not rationalize and say, oh, well, this is what this is, but also it's also this, which the good is probably true. And not to say in relationships that there won't be good and bad, because that's how relationships go. But we're talking about things that you feel no longer is serving you. So therefore, you are making a conscious decision to let this thing go that is no longer serving you. Whatever it is, it's up to you. So don't talk yourself out of it, and make sure that you are sticking to your decision and being confident in your decision, because you made it during a very relevant time. So your decision is relevant regardless of what you may think when you're in those weak moments, in those low moments where you may want to talk yourself out of it. You're going to have to just keep going. You're going to have to keep going. So this is my take on this whole subject, y'all. Like I said, it's not as easy as people want to make it. But in all of this, you have to think about your better self. Your better self, and like I said, I know we compare this situation to relationships, but it could be with anything. Think about what is best for you, how to break the ties mentally. Put yourself in situations where you won't venture back, and make sure that you're staying confident and solid in your decision. And it, you know, like in life, there are regrets. You may make a decision and you may regret it one moment, you may regret it the next, which is why I always say don't make decisions based off of your emotions, because our emotions are fickle. They're everywhere. They're all over the place. We can feel some way one day, we will feel different the other day. So make a decision that's logical, not based off of your emotions. And in whatever situation you're in, you're going to have to think about, what are you really willing to sacrifice? What are you willing to compromise on? What are you willing to settle for? Only you can determine that. No one else can. You determine that. And let me tell you, if you don't determine that, every situation around you is going to determine it for you. You're going to find yourself in situations that you didn't even think you would be in because you didn't first establish boundaries within yourself. Okay? So, I encourage y'all, take these 4 points. Determine what is best for you. Break ties mentally. Put safeguards in and be confident in your decision. Praying for y'all always. Love y'all. Thanks for listening to this episode. Gonna try to get more episodes out there for you guys. But anyway, check out the blog, BossLadyGang.com. Different blog posts. Follow us on social media, Instagram at Boss_Lady_Gang_, and on Facebook at BossLadyGang. I'm also kind of sort of on Pinterest, but not real deep with Pinterest, but you can follow me on Pinterest as well. Love you guys. Praying for you. Positive vibes only. Later, friends.